Welcome to Faith and Family. The on-air college fair continues today. We are headed to Concordia University, Portland, and Concordia University, Chicago. This has been a fun week, and more information, more fun to be had today as we continue the on-air college fair. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. Find out more about them on our website, the CUW logo in the sponsor section at kfuo.org. Joining me by phone this morning, Andy Wright, Director of Undergraduate Admission at Concordia University, Portland. Andy, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thanks, Andy. Good morning from Portland.
Wonderful. Glad to have you this morning. Thanks for starting your morning so nice and early.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
So the students are still starting to wake up, huh?
I'm not sure that's going to happen for another hour or two, but I'm certainly awake and looking forward to talking with you this morning.
No, you know, no matter how hard I tried, every semester, every quarter, I said, I'm never going to take an 8 o'clock class again. And every quarter, every semester, I had an 8 o'clock class that was, I had a class that I needed for my program that was only available at 8 o'clock. And that was the only way that it fit in my schedule. And so no matter how hard I tried until grad school, I had 8 o'clock classes every year, every term. Those poor 8 o'clock students. But you know what? I did better in those classes because I had to get there and get started and get my day going. How's it? It's a nice quiet morning at Concordia University, Portland.
It is. Yeah, we've had a really warm summer. It's quiet out right now. It's one of our first rainy mornings. So it's starting to look like that gray, drizzly morning you associate with Portland. And all the native Portlandites are loving it and excited to have the rains back. I'm still a little ambivalent about it as a recent transplant.
What brought you to Concordia University, Portland? What do you love about Concordia,
Portland? Sure. So my story, I have a background about 12 years in admissions at different faith-based colleges around the country. Concordia is not my alma mater, although my wife went to Concordia, Portland. But I worked in admissions in Chicago and in Boston for several years. And just last winter, there was this position open at Concordia. My wife and I talked about it quite a bit, prayed about it, came out and interviewed. And I was just so impressed with the community here. I was impressed with her orientation around the mission, which is developing leaders for the transformation of society. And I was just so impressed, given the other colleges that I'd been at, other campuses that I'd seen, at how well Concordia was doing at working within the community to really develop positive change. So that and my love of mountains and all things outdoors made it a really easy transition, and we've been loving it here the last year and a half.
Tell me a little bit about the Portland community where Concordia University is located. That, you know, for us Midwesterners who've not made it out to the Northwest, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. So, I'll start by saying Portland is a beautiful location in terms of natural beauty. Some of the meetings I have here, I can look out the window and see Mount St. Helens. Mount Hood is very close by as well. Multnomah Falls is about 20 minutes away. So there's a lot of natural beauty here that students and staff and faculty all take advantage of. Portland itself, great city in the Northwest, a lot of things happening and a lot of things that are really ideally suited for young people and the 20-somethings that graduate and stay in town. The neighborhood that we're in, we've been here since 1905. If you know Portland or if you've seen an episode of Portlandia, I think you know that Portland is very neighborhood-driven, and we have a great one here that's actually named after the university. So we're in the Concordia neighborhood, which is mostly residential, and it's adjacent to the Alberta Arts District, which is kind of one of the premier arts districts in Portland. So tons of artists, musicians, a lot of the kind of great new restaurants that have opened in Portland the last 5 to 10 years have been right next to us. So it's really a great opportunity for students in terms of the vibrancy and diversity of the local neighborhood. But then, of course, it's all in the context of the natural beauty that Portland's famous for. So it's a great place to work and a great place to go to school.
Great. Well, let's talk about some of the programs at Concordia University, Portland. What about the academic programs that prepare students for going on to either grad school or a future career? What are some of the programs that make Concordia University, Portland unique, or what Concordia University, Portland is known for?
Well, similar to the other Concordias, we have a pretty broad range of majors and a lot of depth and rigor in our natural sciences and social sciences. Our graduates of those programs go on and do very well in med school and grad school. But a couple of our kind of unique marquee programs, I think, would be our nursing programs. The one I'd mentioned first, nursing is our largest program here. And our nursing program is one of the top nursing programs in the Northwest, which is really fantastic for us. We have graduates that do incredibly well on their NCLEX test after nursing school. The cohort passage rates are really high, and our graduates are very, very happy and desired all around the Northwest. So that's really a strong program for us. I'd also mention, just in general, our programs in business and in education. Both of those departments also have graduate programs, MBA, MED, EDD. So a lot of faculty, a lot happening in those areas. And specifically in education, there's one thing that I'm really impressed with. I mentioned I love the mission of Concordia, developing leaders for the transformation of society. That's something they really live and take seriously here. And there's a new program in education that I wanted to share briefly. It's called our 3D PhD program. In short, there's a school next to us, the Fabian Elementary School. We've been neighbors for 63 years, had a lot of partnerships, a lot of volunteer opportunities. And over the last few years, our leaders and the Portland Public School leadership have been talking about ways to collaborate for the benefit of this school district. The school district's about 80% students on free or reduced lunch. There's a lot of other kind of challenges within the population. So something really amazing happened this last year. We tore down the Fabian Elementary School, and Concordia University, the City of Portland, Portland Public Schools, a local nonprofit, and some private donors are building an entirely new facility there called our 3D PhD program. That PhD stands for Pursuing One's Highest Dreams. So the idea is to have this facility there where our College of Education and the Fabian Elementary School kids will be co-located. So there'll be classrooms for Concordia students, classrooms for elementary students, faculty lounges and space for both faculty sets as well. So we really did a lot of research and really think we've come up with something that's going to be a national model for really doing integrated education. It's also going to have wraparound services for children and families, promote health and wellness, and just really be, we think, a catalyst for growth and health within the community. So it's really exciting, and I think it really says something about Concordia Portland that a faith-based school in a somewhat secular part of the country is able to build enough trust and credibility through service to kind of work on a project like that. So that's going to be, when that opens next fall for the elementary students and for our students, it's just going to be a huge opportunity for Concordia students to kind of get an opportunity to see inside every day a diverse, urban, low-income school and kind of, you know, learn how to develop society or to transform society from inside a really unique facility. So we're really excited about that.
So some outstanding programs, especially when it comes to education.
Mm-hmm, agreed.
Let's talk about what it's like to be a student on campus at Concordia University Portland.
Sure. Well, I mentioned the Alberta Arts District already. I think that certainly we're not just a college in Portland, we're a college of Portland. And so there are a huge number of opportunities locally for our students to get involved in extracurricular activities and really be kind of participants in the community. One thing that Concordia is very focused on is academic service learning, tons of interesting community service. And we've been on the President's Higher Education Community Service Honor Roll for 5 years in a row now. Last year, we had 223,000 service hours in the community. So service is really a part of everything we do. It's a huge part of student life, and there's tons of opportunity for service locally. And, of course, I mentioned that, you know, between year-round skiing on Mount Hood and the coast, you know, about an hour and a half away, there's tons to do right in the local area here as well. So students have a rich residential experience here right on campus, then a great kind of neighborhood within which to do service projects and just kind of explore and hang out, and then great kind of further field destinations as well.
Well, let's talk about some of those activities on campus, in the community, and abroad as well. Let's talk about residence life. Dorms on campus, I assume, residence halls?
Yeah, we have traditional residence halls, which typically our first and second year students live in. Those are great, have RAs right on campus. They're located right next to the academic building, so it's very easy on a morning like this morning to get up early in the rain and head over to your class, which is great. And then as students become upperclassmen, we have some great apartments in the area. We just opened this fall a new unit we're really excited about called the K Street Apartments, which is a few blocks from campus, but in a really cool part of town where there are several restaurants. So we've built a new facility there, which will be residential living for adult and graduate students on top. And then the street level is retail units. So we've got some great local vendors that are setting up shop there to kind of have a mixed development. So a lot of different kind of residential opportunities in terms of the dorms and apartments, the way that they're structured. But it's a really, yeah, a lot of neat options for students.
What about the arts on campus?
Sure. Well, I mentioned we're close to the arts district, and so in a lot of ways, kind of art is in the air. We have art and music minors and a lot of robust programming in terms of music ensembles and performances. We also have a faculty member who's the creative director for the Shakespeare in the Park project. So we do performances here in our kind of outdoor amphitheater during the summer. And then our library, which is a beautiful, relatively new facility. Part of the design of that was to have a gallery feel next to a coffee shop on the first floor. And so we have a lot of local artists that come and exhibit work here and do receptions with the artists. So on any given day, it seems like there's at least a few different performances or different kind of venues to go and check things out close by. So a very vibrant scene here.
And what about sports, athletics?
Sure. So we made a conversion to the NCAA Division II. We're in our third year of that conversion right now. So enjoyed some time in the NAIA and now I've spent 3 years converting to NCAA Division II. We're really excited about that. Already I'm getting a lot of athletes, a lot of interest in athletics, and a lot of just local PR based on the quality of the teams, how well they're doing. So it's a great opportunity for us to be in D2, to have some more competition, and to be playing for some championships over the next couple of years.
What about a spiritual life on campus?
Sure. Yeah, I think spiritual life here is very strong. You know, we're a Lutheran institution that welcomes students of all faiths. And so we have our typical daily chapel. We have a lot of student-led services in the evening. And then there's a whole variety of different spiritual growth opportunities for students. There are class chaplains. There's a whole kind of section of student government devoted to spiritual leadership and student-led initiatives. And then we just brought in a new campus pastor, Bo Bomeister, this last year, who has a lot of deep roots in the LCMS community. And he's just been an absolutely fantastic leader and advocate for students, who set up a lot more programming, found a lot more ways for students to get involved. So I would say, you know, for the student that comes in looking for a really spiritually enriching, spiritually engaging, deepening of their faith, that kind of experience, there are just huge numbers of opportunities here for them, a lot of opportunity to go deeper. But then for students that are coming from different faith backgrounds or no faith, there's a real opportunity to be presented in class and through all these other programming with an opportunity to hear the gospel and to get to know students and understand the way that they interact. So that's one thing that I really appreciate about Concordia as well. For the Christian student coming here, there's just very rich opportunities to go deeper in their faith. But there's also an opportunity to kind of learn their voice within the context of public discourse more broadly, to have students that they'll meet or be in clubs or play on teams with that won't have the exact same perspective that they will. So as we're really trying to educate students to be leaders and transformers of society, I think it's very important to kind of have that broader context. So it's really a fascinating place to be working and a great place to be a student in terms of one's spiritual development.
And you mentioned opportunities for students to serve earlier. Tell me a little bit more about ways that students can serve, whether it's on campus, in the community there in Portland, or around the globe.
Sure, sure. So there's an Office of Student Leadership that oversees most of our service programming. Again, I mentioned we have over 200,000 hours of service a year. So we do a lot of things directly here in the community that are on an ongoing basis. There's also a lot of practicums, internships that are built into certain majors. And then we have what are called ABLE trips as well, which are off campus, you know, week-long trips that we do different places of the country and occasionally to other countries. And where students have an opportunity to go with faculty and staff to kind of do a specific, you know, week-long service opportunity somewhere else. So service is really at the heart of what we do. And the Office of Student Leadership is always working on new opportunities to find ways for students to get out into the community and be a positive influence.
Now, we mentioned residence life earlier, and this is a question that I started thinking about later on, you know, in the middle of the college fair, the on-air college fair this week. It's the million-dollar question. Every campus that has residence life also has campus dining. And the million-dollar question is, what is that one meal that students rave about and can't wait for? You know, some places it's taco right. night or chicken nugget night or something like that. What's the one meal that students can't wait for that they rave about at Concordia University Portland?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. My first thought was the coffee here, which seems like maybe a silly thing to say, but in Portland, which is kind of a snobby coffee city, or the Northwest, which is, we have really phenomenal coffee on campus. An alumnus of ours runs a shop called Sisters Coffee down in Sisters, Oregon. And so they source all of our coffee here. We've got great espresso machines in the cafe, in the library that I mentioned, and also in the cafe that's attached to our main cafeteria. So incredible lattes, espresso drinks, pastries there, and it's great to kind of have that as an option all throughout the year. But the way our dining service works, they remodeled that recently, and it's really a pretty great system. You come in, you're presented with a big touchscreen, you order from the touchscreen what you want to have, and then it's made to order for you. So you order your food on the touchscreen, scan your card, then they give you a number, then there's a big display out near the fireplace in our cafeteria area that displays the numbers when the orders are ready. So it's a pretty quick, effective system. It's made to order right on the spot, and there's a pretty wide range of different things that you can order. So it's a little different in the sense that you're not just kind of going through with a tray and a plate and having a couple of buffet options. It's really kind of a made-to-order on an individual basis. So it's a lot more customized for students, you know, individual preferences on any given meal.
Oh, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about how students prepare, how it prepares them for the next chapter in life, whether they're going on to grad school or how their Concordia experience prepares them for a future career or future vocation.
Sure. You know, I'd say that I certainly mentioned, again, the mission of developing leaders for the transformation of society, the emphasis on service, the academic service learning model, and just the intentional the real intention that Concordia brings in every area of campus to getting students out into the world, to understand society, to see how their faith connects with it, to try to understand how they can play a role based on their education in transforming society. So there's a lot of emphasis on doing that kind of kingdom work in kind of a sphere that's so thought of as being secular. So that's happening across all of our different majors. Now, some of our majors in particular have great internship or research opportunities that are designed to take one into a job right after college. Our School of Management does a great job with their projects in that regard. Or our College of Arts and Sciences requires senior theses. You know, we're one of two colleges in Oregon. Reed College is the other that requires that of students. And so the focus is really on students working on kind of a cornerstone project that they can use as kind of a way of understanding graduate level work and then also leveraging that in their grad school applications. So there's a lot of intentionality in the curriculum as well for helping students take the next step. Student affairs, one thing we do I think that's unique is we do a life after college week every year. So there's a week period of time where our student affairs office and all the staff associated with the life after college week and work with all of those students to do LinkedIn profiles, to polish up resume and interviewing skills, to talk about specifically based on those students' interests and passions and their academic credentials to bring out Concordia, what they may be able to do with those. So I think there's a real vested effort all across campus in every different organizational unit to see how we can help our students be successful. And I think that's one of the reasons that our graduate school placement rates are really high, that our NCLEX scores, you know, for nursing, other programs like that are very high, and a reason that our alumni and our satisfaction reports say that they really highly value their educational experience and feel like it prepared them well for the next step. So I think we really have a concerted effort across campus to really help students that have graduated move on successfully, and that's really been a great thing for us.
How do we learn more about Concordia University Portland? You know, what are the steps to learning more, especially for those juniors and seniors in high school? Maybe their parents have questions too.
Right. Well, so I would say, I mean, it's 2016, and so everything that we have at some point will be on the website. So let me start by saying our website, cu-portland.edu. You can click there. You can learn about the 3D PhD project I mentioned. You can review our academic service learning model, look at all the majors we offer, read faculty bios. And it's also a great way to learn about admissions as well. If you're interested, as you said, maybe a high school sophomore or junior in coming here, we can talk about the application process, what that looks like. And I'll say if someone is a senior this year, we're about 2 months from our November 15th early action deadline, so I encourage you to complete your application, get those materials in. But if you're looking at a graduate program as well, I mentioned we have a really large online MBA and MED programs. You can learn about those online as well. Those are programs that have a national reach. And so it's just a lot of things on the web you can access. One other thing I'll mention, we have our kind of marquee fall group visit event called Preview CU, being held this year, October 28th. And there's information online about that as well and the opportunity to register online if you'd like to come for a one-day visit.
Very good. And so when you come on campus for a visit, what are some of the things you get to do?
Sure. sure. So, well, you'd start off here in the admissions building where I'm standing right now. I'm get to meet some of the admissions counselors, some of the current students that work in our office. And we'll do a campus tour, which is a great opportunity to get out and kind of see a little bit of the neighborhood and also some of the beautiful things here on campus. We'll generally have you meet with faculty, and we give you the option to sit in on classes if you're here on a weekday during the school year. Depending on the time of year, we also bring in meetings with financial aid, with other student advisors, and occasionally with student accounts or student affairs people. What we do, if you want to come for a visit, there's an individual campus visit form on the admissions portion of the webpage. You can fill it out. It'll ask you a whole series of questions. Do you want to meet with a faculty member? You know, what's your intended major? Do you want to talk with somebody about financial aid? And then we have a full-time campus visit coordinator here who receives those, gets right back in touch with you, and then works on the schedule to kind of customize it based on what you're looking for. So a lot of opportunities certainly to meet people around campus, and we want to make sure that if you take the time to come, you have a great experience, get all your questions answered, and really come away understanding who Concordia Portland is.
As juniors and seniors in high school and their parents as well are starting to navigate this college search, what's your advice or what would you like for them to know as they start working through this process? There's a lot going on and it can seem daunting.
Right. I would certainly say just in general, it's great to do some research, but not to do so much research that you feel overwhelmed by the volume of information you're taking in. You know, it's good to go to a few visits to different kinds of schools. If you're not sure exactly what kind of school you want to be at, you'll get a feel right away for what makes a liberal arts college at Concordia different from a big D1 school or different from, you know, a state school close by. So do a few visits, think about your individual preferences, and then once you have a good sense of what you want, you don't need to apply to 20 or 30 schools, which some students do. I think if you can really spend time focusing on 5 to 10, getting to know a few people there, getting to understand their programs, that's a great place to start. So I emphasize the visit certainly in kind of orienting yourself and then in deciding what specific school you ultimately want to end up in, but choosing a small manageable set of schools and doing some research there I think can really help control the process. I'd also say one thing that's a little bit new this year, financial aid, of course, is a critical part of every student's journey to college. The federal government has moved the timeline for completing the FAFSA up from January 1st to October 1st and made some other changes as well. So if you are a senior or parent of a senior, good to be aware of that. And if you're a junior, you know, that's something that's a little farther out for you, but still good to know that you'll have several more months to work on financial aid this year. But that conversation starts in the fall now rather than in the spring. So just good to be aware of that. Make sure that you're finding the right people on campus to connect to. And I'd say as well, people like me as director of admissions or my admissions counselors, the reason that we have jobs is to make sure that all your questions get answered. So don't be shy about getting in touch with us if you have questions or concerns, or if you're not sure how to approach a certain topic or a question. We're happy to help, and that's really what we're here for.
Sure. And, you know, for many, this is their first experience for you know, parents and students. This may be their first experience with the whole college experience. So not just unique to their experience with Concordia, but, you know, just learning about college in general. So I'm sure they're very grateful for admission teams like yours to answer those questions, help them navigate this whole new college experience. I was not aware of the change in the FAFSA start date this year. So that's that gives a little more time for people to start working on the FAFSA, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And one other change as well is you use your previous year's tax information. So the taxes you filed this last April, you just used that information this October, and it really makes the process a lot simpler. So in terms of, you know, the benefit to the student, I'm really, really excited about that change and that it gives everyone a lot more opportunity to plan. So that's a great great benefit.
With just about a minute left, Andy, anything else you'd like for us to know as we wrap up our time together here on the On Air College Fair?
Yeah, I think the one thing I would say is I've been talking with some of my LCMS friends and colleagues around the country. I really want to emphasize what a great representative of the LCMS Church Concordia Portland is. You know, Concordia Portland doesn't have the maybe density of Lutheran congregations or Lutheran members that you know, other parts of the country do, but there's a huge amount of support here and a great sense of community, and there's a lot of opportunities to go deep into one's Lutheran identity and faith while still really having meaningful opportunities to get involved in service different learning opportunities, and to really set oneself up to do what we're trying to do, which is to ultimately create leaders who will help transform society.
Andy Wright, Director of Undergraduate Admission, Concordia University, Portland. Thanks so much for being my guest today on the On Air College Fair.
Thanks very much, Andy.
It was a privilege to talk with you. God bless you. And coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Concordia University, Chicago. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
It's hard to imagine, but the Paralympics, which occur immediately after the Rio Summer Olympics, are even more inspiring. It's becoming more popular and more competitive, thus even more exciting to watch. Sarah Story is Britain's most decorated female Paralympian of all time. She earned 4 gold cycling medals in London. Even with the birth of her baby girl, Louisa, Sarah hasn't skipped a beat in her training, traveling, and winning. She'll be the first to tell you it's not easy, but with a very supportive family, she'll be a force to be reckoned with in Rio. I encourage you to watch the Paralympics this year. Visit lifeissues.org and click on the microphone icon to find out how to watch. Once again, that's lifeissues.org and click on the microphone icon.
Follow us on Twitter at lifeissuesusa and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
It's the perfect time of year to move to sunny, affordable Central Florida. Join fellow Lutherans at The Landings at Lutheran Haven. Known for comfortable retirement living since 1948, The Landings are brand new villas from the mid-100s. Enjoy carefree living that includes meals, housekeeping, and a full continuum of health services on campus. Live and grow with Christ at The Landings. For information, phone 888-298-5590 or visit lutheranhaven.org/KFUO.
Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth across the room to a speaker system in your home or listen on radios that have built-in smartphone cradles. There are many easy ways to listen to WorldwideKFUO.org on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the clear gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, everyone. This is Eric Erkinen inviting you and your golf buddies to participate in Christian Friends of New Americans Golf Tournament. It will be held Tuesday, October 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Funds raised help CFNA welcome refugees and new Americans in the name of Jesus Christ through Bible studies, tutoring, health screenings, ESL classes, and scholarships to LCMS schools. Please join us for some great golf while helping support this vital ministry. Information can be found at cfna-stl.org/golf or call 314-517-8513. I'll say again, cfna-stl.org/golf or call 314-517-8513.
Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is the Concordia On Air College Fair. Having a great time winding down now to our 10th Concordia University in the Concordia University system. Joining me by phone today, John Korntoyer, Director of Freshman Admission at Concordia University Chicago. John, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thanks very much, Andy. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you as a part of the On Air College Fair, and glad to be talking with my alma mater as well, Concordia University Chicago. Tell us a little bit, John, about where we would find Concordia University Chicago.
Concordia University Chicago is located in River Forest, Illinois, which is a beautiful tree-lined suburb of Chicago, just west of the city, about 10 miles west of the Loop.
So right outside Chicago, close to the city and all the amenities that it has, all the cultural things and also transportation as well. Quite easy to get to Chicago from just about anywhere.
Yeah, you got it. We're about 6 blocks from the Green Line of the L. So oftentimes students here on campus will walk down the street, jump on the train, and they can shoot downtown to go to an art museum, or if they have an internship or they want to go see a Cubs game or something like that, they have easy access.
Oh, a Cubs game.
Yeah. This is the year.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me, John, what you love about Concordia University Chicago.
It's the people, really. And I've had Concordia in my family for generations. I have to actually have a great-grandfather that graduated from here in 1909 when it was still Addison Teachers Seminary. So lots of members of my family have gone here as students. But, you know, today, and I think this is the case for a lot of schools, it's the people you interact with that really make a place special. We've got some great facilities and the buildings and, you know, different things like that. But it's the faculty that students can interact with and the friends that they make in and out of the classroom here that really make the place special.
Very good. So it's it certainly is a unique place. You're right. And right next to the city, it's a quiet little village there, a quiet little town right on the side of the city. So you kind of have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and that's what we always say, the best of both worlds. You have everything that students really like in a small school, small class size. You know, our average class size here is 15, so lots of individual attention. A lot of opportunity to get involved, whether it's sports or music or spiritual life or theater, all those different things. But we're not, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. We're right next to the third largest city in the country, and we're not right downtown either. So it's kind of that happy medium where you have access to the city and all that that offers, but you still have that nice, small Lutheran school atmosphere too.
What are some of the programs that the academic programs at Concordia University Chicago that Concordia is known for?
Yeah, we were actually founded as a teacher's college 152 years ago, and still today that's one of the things that we're really well known for is our College of Education. We actually have different majors for each thing within the College of Education, so there's early childhood education, elementary ed, middle school education, secondary ed, Lutheran teacher ed, phys ed, art ed, music ed, etc. So those are some of the things that we're really well known for. Also the church work majors, the pre-seminary program, the deaconess program, director of parish music, all the church work, the DCE program, of course, psychology, like lots of liberal arts schools, psych is always a popular major. We've got a great computer science program. Sports management within our College of Business is also pretty big. And like most schools, undecided, always a popular major. So, you know, I know a lot of liberal arts schools like Concordia. For the incoming freshman class, that's the biggest major, usually, is undecided while students are trying to figure out what they want to do.
Certainly. It's a time in life when we're sometimes still trying to figure out what it is we want to do after that education experience, what we want to do in that next chapter of life. Tell me about the faculty who make up Concordia University Chicago that help in shaping that, in that formation that happens at Concordia University.
Yeah, sure. We have an outstanding faculty. They really do take the time to get to know their students on a personal level, get to know their students individually. That's made easier by the class size here. You know, like I said, having 15 students in a class really allows them to, you know, sit down with a student and say, "Hey, Andy, how you doing? What do you think of what we're discussing?" Or another thing that's nice, especially for undecided students, which I was as an undergrad, is having a faculty advisor from your major. Once you do pick a major, all of our students get a faculty advisor from that program. So they've got someone they can go to with questions. You know, if I'm majoring in accounting, I can go to an accounting professor and they can say, okay, here's what you should really be doing now that you're a sophomore, now that you're a junior. Here are some good places to look for internships, because they're an expert in that field. And if a student changes their major to biology, they've got a bio professor doing the same thing with them. So it, like you said, it's one of those things where you don't know what you don't know when you're first getting started, but you've got someone in your corner that's going to be able to help you out.
Let's talk a little bit about being a student on campus. What's it like to be on campus? What opportunities are there for campus life and involvement in activities on campus?
Right. One of the things that's really nice about our student body is that it is a very diverse student body. We get students from all over the country interested in all different things. Sometimes people will ask me, you know, what's a typical Concordia student like? And that can be difficult to answer because there isn't a typical Concordia student. They're all very different. The one thing that they typically have in common, though, is that they're involved in something. We don't have many students that are just coming here, going to class, and that's it. They're involved in spiritual life. They're playing a sport. They're involved in the great music program. About 40% of our students play a varsity sport. So we're an NCAA Division III athletic program school. So we have a lot of student athletes. Theater is big, academic clubs, lots of different opportunities.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the sports and athletics.
Yeah, we're in the fall season. Everyone's very excited. We have our first home football game tomorrow here on campus against Ripon from Wisconsin. The big new addition to the Concordia sports family is that last year we added men's and women's lacrosse. So personally, I've been learning a lot about lacrosse because I didn't know too much about it. The first handful of recruits that we had come through, I'd ask them, what's a typical score? Is it, you know, 80 to 100? Is it 1 to 0? What's, you know, so I'm learning all about lacrosse, and we're excited to have those teams here on campus. But lots of opportunity to get involved. And then for students that maybe played a sport in high school but aren't that sure if they want to do it in college, we have a lot of students that'll do intramurals as well.
What about the arts on campus?
Great theater program. We actually have a theater located on Madison Street, not too far from campus, as well as the theater, the Bergman Theater, right here on campus. Our art faculty are accomplished playwrights in their own right and have won awards for different productions that they've had put on. We do several productions a year. Some smaller productions. We always do a Shakespeare play of some kind. We've hosted a kids theater camp in the summer in the past. We have a great music program. A lot of people are familiar with the Concordia Wind Symphony and the Capella. They travel quite extensively. If any of your listeners were at the National Youth Gathering in New Orleans earlier this summer, they probably saw Dr. Rich Fisher up on stage. He was conducting the band at the mass events. They're going to South Africa this spring. They've played Carnegie Hall. They've gone to China a couple times. The choir went to Poland not too long ago. So for those students that like to perform as well as travel, it's a great deal for them.
Certainly the arts are a key part of, I think, of student life at Concordia University Chicago. Yeah. What about spiritual life on campus?
Yeah, we have a very active spiritual life. Actually, as we speak, I can hear the chapel bell ringing outside my window. We have chapel on campus at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, and there are no classes scheduled during that time, so all of our students are free to attend chapel. Pastor Jeff Leiniger is our campus pastor, and he does a phenomenal job. We also have a traditional worship service that meets on campus every Sunday. And then we have a bunch of different spiritual life opportunities for our students through the CYM, Concordia Youth Ministry, and also mission work. We've had students go all over the place. So the old cliche is that college is what you make it, but that's really true when it comes to the arts or sports or spiritual life, all these things we've talked about. From being on a varsity athletic team where it's a big time commitment and that's where you spend a lot of your free time, to doing intramurals and you do that on, you know, once a week, Same thing with spiritual life. We've had students that have gone to Panama and Costa Rica and Puerto Rico on mission trips and different kinds of outreach, working with orphanages. And we also have students that will help out with a food drive on a Saturday afternoon here in Chicago. So it's kind of where you want to spend your time, what you're being called to do, and where you're able to kind of put that free time that you have when you're a busy college student.
What about opportunities to serve? You mentioned the things like Concordia Youth Ministry, opportunities to serve on campus or in the community or around the globe.
Yeah, and we have a lot of students that will do that and do mission trips like I've talked about. Feed My Starving Children is always a big one. One thing that just happened recently with all of our new students, when they came for check-in just a couple weeks ago, they signed up for a service project during check-in. And we had people doing, you know, landscaping at churches or doing food drives or things like that all locally in the Chicago area. So our students got a taste of service learning right off the bat as soon as they started here. I know some of them did it by teams, too. We'll have, you know, the soccer teams doing this, the football teams doing that. So sometimes, you know, there's a little competition involved as well. But students have a lot of opportunity for that. And also having a big city like Chicago right in your backyard, there's plenty of chance to do things in the community as well.
How do you think Concordia University prepares students for that next chapter of life, whether it's going into a career, going on to grad school, whatever that next chapter might be? How are students prepared when they graduate at Concordia University Chicago?
Sure. They're very well prepared. That's reflected in our placement rate. We place 90% of our students, a job related to their major, which I think is the important part, within 6 months of graduation or in grad school if they're going that route. Part of that comes from the close work that they do with the faculty, using their faculty to help them network and find that first position. Just with grad school placement, we have students going to law school or med school or in the seminary every year, and they're very well prepared for that next step. We also want our students to be prepared spiritually, and that's a big part of Concordia's mission, is to prepare them for an ever-changing world and preparing them spiritually to go out there and do good work in whatever their vocation is.
As prospective students, those high school juniors and seniors, are looking toward that college search and trying to navigate all that, all of this daunting task of college search, what would you like for those high school juniors and seniors to know, maybe their parents too?
Yeah, I'd say don't be intimidated. I've been doing this for about 10 years now, and especially when I'm working with high school seniors, usually the first thing I'll ask them is just, hey, how's the college search going? And the most common response I've gotten is overwhelming or stressful. So I always tell students, if that's how you're feeling, congratulations, you're completely normal. That, you know, don't get intimidated by that process, because it can be a little daunting. I realize how much mail students are receiving at home. it can be a little bit overwhelming, and they're hearing from maybe their youth leader or their high school guidance counselor or their parents or their friends or their coaches. So a lot of people giving input. The best thing to do is start early and just make a campus visit, any campus visit. The whole process gets 100% easier once you've seen a campus or two. I realize that, you know, after a while, if you just look at website after website or brochure after brochure, you know, they can start to look a little bit alike. But once you see a campus for yourself and start getting to know people and talking to a current student or a tour guide, you should be able to tell yourself, yeah, you know, this is a school I think I want to apply to, or I'm going to keep this one on my list. Or you might make a visit and say, hey, you know what, this one's not for me. And that's fine, too. You can cross it off, and there are lots of other options. So getting started early and making visits are really the best advice I can give.
Well, let's talk about making a visit to Concordia University Chicago. How would you go about that, and what would you get to do on a visit?
Yeah, if you want to register for a visit, you can just go to cuchicago.edu/visit. We've got a number of different visit day opportunities coming up. Our next big campus open house is on Monday, October 10th, which is Columbus Day, so a lot of schools are out that day. And then we have another one on Saturday, November 12th. So if you're planning ahead, those are great days to come visit. We also have a program that we do every fall called Careers for Christ. It's a whole weekend, Friday through Sunday, for any students that are thinking about going into a Lutheran church work major. This year, it's October 28th through 30th. Here on campus, you're hosted by a current Concordia student. We have a lot of fun at that program. You hear about all the different church work majors. We usually do a service project of some kind, and then we also go downtown to Chicago so that students can do some sightseeing and that kind of thing. So those are the three big visit days that we have coming up this fall. But we do individual visits every day of the week except for Sunday as well. So we want to individualize those as much as possible. So if a student wants to come on campus, they can visit with someone from the admission office, take a tour, maybe sit in on a class, meet with a coach, meet with a someone from the music department. Whatever your interests are, that's what we want to do for you so that you can get a sense of what it's like to be a student here at Concordia Chicago.
How are current students an important part of that? You mentioned, you know, for example, the Careers for Christ weekend that they host, they serve as hosts for that weekend.
Right.
How are current students an important part of that campus visit?
Yeah, I'd say with any college search, you know, you want to talk to current students because they're living the experience right now. The admission people like myself, we always want to get our two cents in. We always want to talk to mom and dad and talk a little bit about cost and financial aid and the application process and important things to remember and dates and deadlines and that kind of stuff. But I remember my own college search. I always wanted to talk to current students because they were in my shoes just the year before or 2 years before, and they could say, here's something I love about going to school here. Here's something that I'm not so crazy about, or, you know, here's something that I wish I would have known when I was a high school junior or senior, you know, looking back. So we want to incorporate our current students into any programming that we do because they're living the Concordia experience right now.
Now, you mentioned some visit days coming up this fall. What were those visit days again?
Yeah, the visit days are Monday, October 10th, and Saturday, November 12th. And then the Careers for Christ program is October 28th through 30th. And those can all be registered for at cuchicago.edu/visit. And then our application is open as well at cuchicago.edu/apply for any students that are current high school seniors and looking to get started next fall. Our application is up and running.
So application, when do we need to start working on that, especially as seniors? When does that need to be? Are there deadlines, and when do we need to have that completed?
Yeah, now's the time to start filling out college applications for seniors. Concordia Chicago works on what's called a rolling admission calendar, where some schools have, you know, cutoff dates where we're not taking any more applications after a certain date. We don't do that here, but it's always better to get it in sooner rather than later, especially if you know you're interested. Go ahead and apply now. Our application is pretty straightforward. Like I said, it's online. There's no application fee. It'll probably take students all of 10 minutes to get it done. And then once they send in their transcripts and test scores, I'll work with my staff to get their application reviewed and get an admission decision made for them really quickly. And that helps take some of that pressure off. Unlike some larger institutions where they don't send out their, you know, acceptance letters until closer to Christmas, you're going to hear back from Concordia pretty quickly once we have everything that we need with an admission decision. So that takes some of the stress out of it.
What about financial aid and scholarships? That's probably something that I would imagine many students are interested in finding out more about. How does that play a role in the admission process?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% of our students that get accepted here at Concordia will receive an academic merit award or scholarship. That award is based on their high school grades and standardized test scores. Last year, those scholarships went all the way up to $20,000. So a lot of our incoming freshmen that just started here, we're getting $18,000, $19,000, $20,000 in scholarship money, and they get that same award every year, and that's right off the top. There are some additional scholarships and grants. If you have a parent that graduated from Concordia Chicago, if you have a parent that's a Lutheran church worker, if you yourself are going to major in a Lutheran church work major, there are additional grants for that. We also have music scholarships that students can audition for. Those auditions typically take place towards the end of January, early February, and those take place here on campus. And then the other thing is that any outside scholarship that students can find on their own, whether it's from a civic organization or their church or mom or dad's employer or, You know, I know Taco Bell and Dr. Pepper and Best Buy and Target and big corporations have scholarships. Those will stack on top of what Concordia Chicago gives. So I always encourage students to be very proactive in applying for outside awards as well.
Very good. Now, I have to ask the million-dollar question that I've asked the last few Concordias.
Mm-hmm.
Every Concordia that, you know, every college that has residence life and residence halls usually has campus dining as well. And so the million-dollar question is, what is the one meal that students just rave about and can't wait for? You know, it's in some colleges, it's taco nights or something like that. We heard from Irvine, and it was turkey burger night.
Turkey burgers, okay.
Yeah. So what's the one meal at Concordia University Chicago that students are just, they can't wait for, they rave about it?
Well, I'll be honest. I think it's the cookies, which is not it's not a dinner entree.
And well, it could be.
But yeah, that's right. It depends how many cookies you want to have. But they are phenomenal, and they are always available. So I think the cookies in our cafeteria are really excellent, and I'm glad you brought up dining because, you know, Chicago is a great food town, and whenever people come to visit, sometimes, you know, they'll visit the campus, and then instead of having lunch here, they'll want to go to Gene and Jude's or Johnny's or Giordano's or one of these local famous Chicago food places, which mm-hmm. is great. But I always tell people, you got to try the cafeteria food at every college you visit. You're going to be eating that stuff
right.
for 4 years, so you got to make sure it's okay. But I understand when they want to hit some of the local hot spots, too.
Sure, you can't eat at Mickey's every night.
Right. Mickey's always a classic here for Concordia Chicago students right on Harlem Avenue. So, yeah, you get the big Mickey in the Lake Michigan. But that's a popular choice.
We have just about 2 minutes left. That freshman coming in, what is that first week like for them as they're coming to their first year at Concordia University? Just give us a quick rundown of what that's going to be like, what they can anticipate that first week.
Yeah, we always do something called Wow Week or Weeks of Welcome for that first week. Students will move on to campus a few days before the first start or before the first day of class, and then we have a lot of programming here. This year we had a comedian and lots of activities in the Triangle and just different, you know, student life programming for students to get involved, start getting to know each other. One of the things that we do in the run-up to that week over the course of the summer is have our Jumpstart program. That's what we call our orientation. And we have orientation sessions throughout June, July, and August so that we can keep them really small. So while we have an incoming class of over 300 freshmen and a bunch of, you know, about 100 transfer students as well, each orientation session is only, you know, 45 or 50 students so that it makes it easier to kind of get to know some of your new classmates. Once they're all here, though, you're going to start meeting new people and getting involved in other ways. So that's a great time of transition, and I always just remind students, it's new for everybody. You're not the only one that you're going through this for the first time. All of the new freshmen or transfer students are in that same boat. So don't be shy. Get out and get to know each other. And I think our students and faculty and staff do a great job here of making everyone feel welcome.
Well, very good. Anything else, John? We have just about a minute left. Anything else you'd like for us to know about Concordia University Chicago as we wrap up our time here on the On Air College Fair?
Yeah, just eager to have everyone on campus. One thing that we just had here recently is a groundbreaking for a new residence hall we're starting construction on. So for students that are, you know, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors, you know, by the time you end up here at Concordia, if you end up choosing Concordia Chicago, that might be a building that's that you get to live in one day. So we're excited for some new construction here on campus, and I just urge everybody to, like I said, get started early and schedule that first visit. We'd love to have you.
Very good. John, thanks so much for taking time to share with me and our listeners about Concordia University Chicago. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
You as well, Andy. Take care.
John Korntoyer, Director of Freshman Admission, Concordia University Chicago. Well, this wraps up the Concordia On Air College Fair. It's been a blast. If you want to share some of these Concordias or all of these Concordias with someone, you can go to our website, kfuo.org. You can look for it in Faith and Family, or we have a special page just for the On Air College Fair. You can find that there. You can find out more on Facebook as well. We've been sharing on Facebook this week. Our producer, Sarah, is doing a great job. Thanks to Sarah and Sydney for helping set up all these Concordia On Air College Fair visits this week. It's been a lot of fun. Now it's up to you to do your search, your college search. Check out those Concordias, find out more about them. Thanks for being a part of the On Air College Fair this week. Thy Strong Word up next on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.